So we're here on New Road, and this flyer actually stands out wherever you look because it's green. The show's called Limelight. This is beside the Seaside Productions, who had award-winning shows here at the Fringe before. This is Sophia George. What's your role, Sophia, in this?
I'm working as the producer on the play.
So take us right back to the moment this idea was born.
Well, Liz Tate, who I've worked with before, went on a girls' night out, and when they arrived, they realised that it was actually an open mic night, which they weren't expecting, but they were all there, so they stayed. And she said it was within sort of 1 or 2 minutes that she thought, there's a play here. And she madly Googled to see if anyone had done it before, and they hadn't. So she started writing and contacted me in November and sent me the first draft and said, would you be interested? And I read it with trepidation, because it's a tricky thing when a writer gives you a new play and asks you to read it and says, would you work with me, you know, based on that first draft? But the moment that I read it, it just came off the page, and we were really excited, and we did exactly the same thing with the director. He said he felt that same trepidation, but straight away from first read, we knew that there was something very special there.
You've made a lot of theatre before. Have you ever had to read something and say no?
No. I haven't actually been given a script before. I've had ideas and gone to writers and said, this is the concept, and then we sort of started to work on it in a workshop-y way, maybe brought actors in early on and worked some through some scenes. And so I've had ideas and concepts and then contacted writers and gone from that side of things. So I have to say, honestly, so I don't hurt anyone's feelings, I haven't been sent anything before when someone said, would you? So no, I can answer that without breaking any hearts, I think.
So tell us a bit about Limelight.
It's set at an open mic night at the Iron Duke. And so,
for people who don't know, that's a well-known venue in Brighton.
It is. It's in Waterloo Street, and it's opposite St Andrew's Church. And then at the back of it, they've got a wonderful suite venue, and it seats 40. So it's quite an intimate venue. The audience were invited to an open mic night, but they get to see behind the scenes. And as I say, it's a beautifully crafted play. But then another layer is the fact that we had to find some fantastic performers that would generally come across as good entertainment. So within the play, you've got some open mic, you've got some fantastic musicians, and you've got some wonderful singers as part of the play, rather than musical theatre. It's within the genre of what it actually is, an open mic night.
So this couldn't be more different to one of the shows I've seen by you that we gave an award to that was enormous.
Yes, it's little. This is little but perfectly formed, yes.
Yeah. So what do you do when you play such a small space, though? I mean, what opportunities does that open that, say, you know, your show, Here Comes the Bride, was in an enormous space? You know, what does one give that the other doesn't, other than obviously the size?
Okay, so first of all, we do what we always do. We use the space in its entirety. So as the audience arrive and they come and have their drink before the show goes up, they have cast members amongst them, and the play's already started. And we're using the space in quite an unusual way, and we're using exits and entrances that I don't think are used as they would, because when everyone comes, you'll see it is tiny and little. We use the space on the outside. We have something going on in the toilet when people arrive. And the other thing that we've done is we sent a call out at the beginning of April, and in fact included it in the brochure as well, calling all local talent and asking if they wanted to come to open auditions. And we held the auditions in April. So at 7:45, when the doors open before the play proper starts at 8 p.m, we also have something going on the stage, and they're genuine open from the open auditions. We made a little film as well, which you can find on our Facebook site, on beside the Seaside Productions. So we've got something actually going on the stage before. So we're using the space in as many ways as we can.
Now, was that mentioned in the script, you know, in the directions, or is that the creative interpretation you've given to it afterwards?
That's me. Well, the thing is, I mean, as everyone who's involved in the Fringe, both as audience members and also putting productions on, realise that we're one of 900 this year. So you can't just arrive in May and think, OK, what can we say about our show? You have to beforehand think, well, what can we do that will spark people's interest and what's a little bit different? And so that's what that came from. Yeah. And in the same respect, just little touches within the production. For our programme is actually a CD. So the programme notes and the cast notes and the thank yous to all our sponsors is a CD cover. And then on the CD is a track that we recorded in a studio that one of our younger performers, he's 18, has written and performed himself. So we just want to give people a wonderful experience that's all about Fringe and, you know, doing things slightly differently.
And that's slightly differently because, you know, a lot of people are used to sitting very still and watching something happening down the far end called the stage.
Yeah.
And this other word, immersive, which means different things to different people, is you've decided that from the moment we come in, we're in this, we're part of this.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's what I love about theatre, that there's not a you and us, that there's not, you know, a line drawn between the stage. And in fact, we have, because we're such a tiny space, we thought, well, let's make the most of it. So audience members asked to skush over as cast members come in front of their knee space saying, excuse me. So, you know, so they really, they can't just sit back, they're part of it.
But also then as a producer and also for the director and the cast, that must be, you know, difficult. You must then find out that this isn't working, and you know you have to struggle a bit, and there's a suffering that goes into immersive theatre that, yeah, you know, because it's not the easy route, is it?
Yeah, it's. But I think often when you look at what the script is, and when you look at what the piece is, and the space, you just have to look, and then there's answers there for you. So you turn that awkwardness into an advantage.
So for people that don't know, what's the role of a producer that's so involved in the conception of it? So you've got a director directing the actions, but you're kind of already, you're hinting that you've been very much involved in conceiving this production as well.
Well, as part of a team, with Liz and also with Richard Linfield, the director, and also with the cast, because how we worked, and when we auditioned the cast, we said to them, look, at first reading, the play as it stands will not be this play. What their characters, and in fact the end has changed completely because of how the characters have grown and developed. All of us have been letting our imaginations go and following the text and seeing where it's brought us to. Yeah,
so that requires Liz to be very kind of, I suppose, humble and open to rewrite.
And she absolutely is. She absolutely is. And she really enjoys working in that way. Mm. Yeah.
So final kind of question, in a non-PR way here on New Road, as everyone's flyering, what's your invitation to people to come and see Limelight?
I think that Limelight is trying to give you a fantastic Fringe experience. There's a play there that on its own, if it didn't have any music or any other layers, is a fantastic play. But we're also entertaining you in lots of other ways. We're making you laugh. And at points, I have to say, although because I'm involved in it, you know, I've got a soft spot for it. There's also a few tears there too. So I think you get a lot of value for £8.50 or £6.50 concession.
Sophia George, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Paul. Lovely.